As the Trump tariff whiplash causing tilt-a-whirl continues, the preaching of these tariffs have gone from, oh, it'll be great for the American economy, to just this past Tuesday night in his speech, Trump saying that tariffs will cause, well, some pain, but that's okay. People still believe that countries like China, Mexico, and Canada, they're the ones that pay the price of tariffs. Many of those same people voted for Trump due to his promise to lower prices and strengthen the American economy. With those to explore how the facts about tariffs run quite counter to those and many other beliefs is a professor at the Columbia Business School, who also is a consultant to numerous Fortune 500 companies when it comes to navigating a business through challenging times, well, like today pretty much. We say good morning to Professor Rita McGrath. Thanks for being here, Professor.
Oh, Chris, thanks for having me.
RitaMcGrath.com and learn more about the education opportunities at the Columbia Business School, business.columbia.edu. So when you look at the stats as far as commerce is concerned and importing is concerned, just in January of this year alone, U.S. imports of goods increased by $36.2 billion to a total just for the month of $329.5 billion. Now, when we say imports, people think of, oh, that's merchandise from China going to Walmart, that's industrial stuff going to construction companies. Talk about the wide range of where imports are landing and why businesses of all sizes are going to be challenged, not just by the math of tariffs, but by the, well, I'll be generous and call it inconsistency of tariff policies, literally, that we're seeing from day to day.
Well, it's hard to plan, and we know that businesses hate uncertainty. I mean, that will send stock prices down. That will cause repercussions through the economy. And what people don't realize is that so many of the products that we even make, you know, even in the United States, take raw material supplies from all over the world. And so it's, you know, things as simple as card games all the way through to steel that's required for construction, and everything in between is likely to be affected.
And certainly it's great to encourage an increase to domestic production and a smaller reliance on foreign manufacturing. But is the biggest piece missing from this board game? I'll take on the analogy that you said with card game, that, well, to make the independent stand, you have to have the production already going on. It's not like you can flip a switch and all of a sudden we can take the place of $200-300 billion a month of export of imports in any appreciable amount of time.
That's absolutely true. And what we're suffering with now is, you know, federal and international policies, which have essentially hollowed out our manufacturing capacity. People don't want to work in manufacturing. Very many manufacturing facilities have closed down, and those jobs have been offshored. And you, as you said, you can't flip a switch. And then one other thing I'd add is that if I'm going to be investing my risk capital to build a plant, you know, or hire a workforce or make something that has a long-term implication to it, and, you know, somebody can just make a decision to double my costs next week, I'm not going to take that risk.
As we can see with what's going on between, of all things, the U.S. and Canada, where the Trump tariffs are hitting Canada, so you're seeing not just the liquor companies being boycotted, the American liquor company being boycotted in Canada, but Canada, as you would expect, is launching reciprocal tariffs against what's coming into the U.S., which includes lumber, which, you know, is kind of an important item, don't you think, Professor?
It absolutely is. And, you know, the fact that Canada and the U.S. have had an amicable relationship going back decades and decades, and that now all seems to be shaken up. And, you know, they're very polite up there, right? So they're not going to be the most dramatic about it. But it definitely is, you know, it's like a big family argument, right?
Well, here's the crazy thing with Canada. The Canadian flag had been re-recognized as a symbol of the far right politically up there. But since all this happened in the short amount of time, the sale of Canadian flags in Canada, obviously, has almost doubled out of a patriotism, which Canada is not really known for as having a blatant emotional show of patriotism.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a new development. And, you know, it's one of the perhaps unintended side consequences is when you give people a common enemy, all of a sudden they forget their differences and work together on things they might not have previously.
And they always say in production chain that the tariffs are creating an unproductive chain. I mean, just for an example, we get a large amount of drugs and medicines, both prescription over the counter, from China. So obviously the cost of that is going to go up. And at the same time, we have a bill going through Congress that's calling for cuts to Medicaid. I mean, can someone make sense of this?
It's inconsistent policy. We don't know what the end state they're looking to achieve is, and so there's all this inconsistent stuff happening, you know, farther down the strategy design level, I would say.
Are we forgetting history too? If you go back to what was it, 1928, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, that didn't exactly work out as the legislation, well, promised it would work out.
No, it was a big contributor to plunging the whole country into a depression.
We're talking with Professor Rita McGrath, who, along with being a professor at the Columbia Business School, also a consultant to numerous Fortune 500 companies, and you can find out more about her work at ritamcgrath.com and the educational opportunities at Columbia Business at business.columbia.edu, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back to the today, it's one thing, tomorrow it's another thing. If you're a company who is looking to import into the U.S., why are you going to want to continue to try to import to the U.S.? Because you don't know if between the time you make the agreement with the business you're going to import product to, that's going to be a whole different agreement within 24 hours.
That's exactly right. So I think what you're going to start seeing is a lot more complexity in the contracts. There'll be a lot more contingent pricing, which is expensive. You know, it's going to add more to cost to build those protections in. I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see some really interesting insurance products come out, or, you know, different side agreements. The other thing that people aren't really talking about, but which I think is a very important consideration, is the countries that are big, you know, with big domestic demand, are much more easily able to absorb these things. So the U.S., China, India. But if you think about the small countries, countries like Ireland, countries like Norway, countries, you know, like the Philippines, they depend on trade because they don't have big domestic markets. And so it's going to have a disproportionate negative effect on them than it will for the larger countries.
And certainly the cost for the individual here in America, too. I was thinking about this. People, the term side hustle has become part of our daily language now. And people have side hustles, like shops on Etsy, for example, where they have to just to make ends meet. And for people who do any kind of arts and crafts, just using this example as a flow, it's their cost is going to go up, and maybe they won't be able to afford their side hustle anymore because that's how precariously they're balanced. I mean, we talk about the impact of things like tariffs on this larger scale with how prices are going to go up at the Walmarts and the produce departments in supermarkets. But someone listening right now who's struggling to get by and thought they had an answer, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I just had $100 in sales on eBay this week. Well, that's going to have a little bit of an impact late on it now, too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's likely to give way to some interesting new models. So there was a report recently that suggested that the typical American household has about $4,500 worth of stuff that somebody else might want that they could actually sell for a profit. You will see businesses like that becoming much more attractive to people as the cost of new goods, you know, continues relentlessly to go up.
So for business, really just speaking in general, because a business can be everything from a multi-location in a state and in a region to mom and pop, it's too late to plan ahead. I mean, some businesses saw this coming. I started talking about tariffs here on the show back in December with various experts, and hopefully that woke up business owners to say, oh, I better get ahead of this. But, well, that train has left the station already. How do you... I guess, is it time now, if you haven't really leaned heavy on prioritizing, now is about the best time and maybe the only thing you have in your arsenal right now to do?
Well, Chris, I think it's about prioritizing, as I said, absolutely. It's also about contingency planning. And I would suspect we'll see a fair amount of wait and see if companies can afford to do that. Now, not all companies can. Some of them are just going to have to move forward with the best information that they've got. But yeah, absolutely. You're going to see a whole layer of additional time, energy, cost to just figure out this whole new thing in the environment.
It's really, you have to look at what you do and what can I do, what can I make do not doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're going to start to see negative effects on consumption. Now, there are people who say that's a good thing, right? So if we consume less, that's probably better for the planet. So inadvertently, tariffs may be one of the best things ever for the Green New Deal, you know, which is super irony to me. But in the long run, you know, if it does change consumption patterns in some meaningful way, then that resets the whole economic playing field.
Well, certainly a slowing of consumption will buy some time to make the compensation for the lessening of imports. But at the same time, and this could be another conversation for another time, I'm concerned, too, people just on the cusp of making it and not making it, if they look at food prices through these tariffs, is that going to increase the demand on the already buried under demand food pantries in every single neighborhood, in every single town, every single state?
Yeah, and just on that topic, I think where I hold business leaders accountable is many of them are really unaware of how much their people are struggling. So a recent, you know, fairly recent example of that was, you know, PayPal, right? And it wasn't until someone on the board mentioned to their CEO that, you know, that you've got a chunk of your employees turning up at food pantries. Are you aware of that? And then their CEO, to his credit, raised the wages and installed more good jobs. But we have an absolute deluge of bad jobs in this country. 60% of families can't make it through a year without having to borrow money from, you know, friends and family because they just can't make ends meet. So I just think we've, over the years, kind of abandoned this idea of paying middle-class living wages to regular workers, and I think it's going to come back to haunt us.
As it already is in New Jersey, the cost of living, they figured is around, you need a job that pays between $30 and $32 an hour, and the state minimum wage, I think, is around $15.65 an hour. So that's not exactly user-friendly for someone's personal security financially and otherwise. Learn more about the Columbia Business School, where Professor McGrath is a professor at business.columbia.edu, and learn more about the wisdom and expertise of Rita McGrath. It is ritamcgrath.com. Professor McGrath, thanks for the understanding you're helping people grab a hold of, instead of it just being from point A to Z. There's a whole lot of letters in between when it comes to tariffs and the procedure and the impact and the effect, and I think the insight that you gave is helping, will help a lot of people better understand and realize this does matter to them after all, where they might not have been thinking so. Thank you for being here.
Oh, Chris, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.